March 24th, 2012, RLRD.
Bring our April meeting to order at 6:31 over there, if it's reliable. Somebody have a better time?
That's cool.
Would we go with that?
Yeah.
Okay. We could stand and do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, I didn't do this in here.
Oh.
Done.
No? Just because you're locked.
First item of business is the minutes from our last meeting, the March 24th meeting. I could have a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
Motion carries. Yeah, we'll get into Mr. Ursell's Lake Manager report.
Okay. At the last commissioner's meeting, we decided to undertake a few more improvements to the Belkin Beach boat launch site, including what needed to be done after the break wall was the power raking and the mulching and the grass seeding and fertilizing, addition of topsoil and hay and so forth. And also other needs that were expressed were to fill in some of the low areas around the buildings and along the driveway. What's the number two crushed stone? And the third item that came up was the need to install 300 feet of French drain alongside of the fence line. So that was all done with through the services of Rick Francis and CNR Landscaping. And so the site is basically finished.
That looks good, too. I've been down there to look at it.
Can we top this?
Yeah.
So I show up in Dan Freeman's and I get an earful because that job wasn't this. So who made the decision to make that expenditure?
I did.
How much was it?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, there were three.
The first request, yeah. The first request was for the landscaping. For the grass seeding and the raking, that was $2,450. That was the initial project, and then the needs that were expressed was the installation of the French drain, which he did for $2,010, and the need to bring some extra stone in for the driveway, $515.
Well, how can we do that? That's it, actually. How do we do it while the board voting on it? We had a motion that all that work was done by our employees. There was never authorization for that to happen.
Well, it needed to be done.
Well, and now we just had the state leave us.
If you look to see what we have to go out for bids for, I believe we stayed within the range where we don't have
Is it
to.
2,500?
I think so. Last time I looked.
Well, I don't think we're doing it right.
Okay.
And quite frankly, Doug, I don't think we have that authority. These things go on the board doesn't know about.
We had this discussion at the last board meeting that these things needed to be done.
But they were supposed to be done by our employees.
No, that was not discussed.
Well, that was what was discussed. Wait, this job and this whole break wall was done by our employees.
The break wall, yes. Not what was
done.
Well, then
when we step over to this other thing, we should be talking about it.
We had that discussion at our last meeting. Was there anyone here who said we shouldn't do that?
Well, I thought that was part of that same employee thing. No one said we're going to go out and hire some outside person to do it. And I'm telling you, you're kicking off people in town. I didn't listen to it.
Here's the minutes of the last meeting. Discuss Belkin Beach breakwall improvements. Receive bid from CNR Landscaping for lawn finishing, rakes, cone, soil, and rubble will remove from area drainage. A previous problem where soil was dumped could now be worse. We'll install French drain. Okay.
Well, we should probably
probably do it a little bit differently in the future. We should probably have some procedures for that. That's going to be my whole thing tonight.
Okay, where was I? In regards, keep in mind that the application for permit for the continuation of the break wall, if so desired, for this fall, is already been accepted and received by the DEC. So that you don't have to apply for another permit for continuation with the stone rip wrap and the vegetation. That's already done.
Could I ask one question, Joe? Is that the continuation going to be good for, like, if it's a three-year project or a four-year project, or do we have to reapply at the end of next year?
That would have been good, what, see, 3 years.
3 years.
Okay. It's good for 3 years. So they gave us the permit last fall for the start. So.
Okay.
Then you just reapply.
Is that all part of the original one? Or is it
correct. Correct. Applied for one permit for the three different styles. Combination of the three different styles.
I got some questions. Where do we stand? We had, because I made the resolution, that we would spend up to $25,000 while we were applying for a $25,000 design grant, correct? Through Parks and Recreation?
That was a different project.
We applied, the district applied for a planning grant.
The planning
for
grant.
$25,000.
For Belcom Beach.
For the improvements.
For that whole area.
Exclusive of the break wall.
Right.
Not inclusive of the break wall.
It was exclusive of the break wall?
Right.
Well, what do we need planning for if it wasn't for around
the breakaway? Well,
we passed out copies of it. I don't know how many months ago. And you had
it was for other proposed improvements.
Okay.
Other items.
I thought it was all combined.
No, we were using the.
Well, you did tell me that the $25,000 that anything that
you spend could be in kind.
Now.
Could be in kind match.
Whether through employees or
yep.
would be part of our input of the 25 grand.
You would yes, you could use your in kind money, which you've contributed to the improvement to the site, could go into the reapplication, if you want to reapply, for the planning grant for the other amenities.
Yeah.
Gazebo, building,
right.
Full
okay.
Service public restrooms, landscaping.
Okay, so
da, 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 da.
That job isn't totally lost on what we're hoping to do.
Correct.
And do we have what's next now? Because it does look good, but the first concern that was brought up in like 06 about Belcom Beach was the exposed nails, the boards, the break walls, the 6 foot.
The plan is to continue.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
And this board, understanding the fact that this is the area that is open to the public, in fact, invited to the area, it's clearly unsafe. And that was where the proposal was to, we had people on the payroll, have them tear out the unsafe part. Why did we start where we did and not, and where do we go from here?
Well, you would continue.
When?
Well, it's up to the board to decide. I don't know if you appropriate money for this year to finish the break wall.
We appropriated money over the last 3 years.
Well, you would continue. The plan is to continue with the stone where the new timber leads off.
We did appropriate money over the last 3 years, and it wasn't until we had a lake manager that something happened.
I resent that.
Well, help me do it.
I resent that.
So that's
it's just a fact.
So that's a continuation.
It's not the fact, Doug.
Yeah.
So that's a continuation of the, that's the plan that was submitted to the DEC for the district to continue where the timber leads off with stone and vegetation.
How are we going to get the nails and all this stuff out?
Yeah, that's my concern, is when are we going to get that out of there? Who do we have? What can be done? You're aware of the area, right?
Yeah, there's more boards that are still up that need to come down. Adjacent to the newer structure.
Well, there's that stone area now. There's a clear break where the difference is.
Right.
Do we have employees now who can take care of that? Do we have people on the payroll? Bobby, Tom? There were some young people?
I would think so.
Well, then let's get them going. Ones that we've already hired.
I'm not the one who can go out there and say, you guys, do this.
I'll make a motion that they tear apart the break wall, tear all the unsafe issues down there.
We already have. We've already done that. The question is when. We've already done this.
Immediately. As soon as we can get them started, as soon as we can get them going.
When Bill Zabel comes in, we can ask him what's left in our budget for the Breakwell.
Because if there's any if it's a safety issue down there, I think it should be taken care of.
Well, that's been the whole purpose of trying to get this resolved is a safety issue over there. What's done is beautiful. It looks great.
But I know that when we did discuss it was a 3-year plan. You know, we were going to do it in three different. But safety is first, so I think we should take care of that.
Okay.
Point of order. Yes. Motion on the floor.
Motion to get it going Monday?
Well, as soon as we can get it in house.
Motion and a second. We do not move from this until it's resolved.
Well, I don't think a motion was seconded.
I'm sorry.
Now, can we have some discussion before we vote? It's Robert's rules. I would like to discuss before we do that. First, we have to, it should be part of the motion at least, is that we make sure that we have money left in our budget for the Breakwell. Money was set aside. We don't want to overspend.
We're talking about disassembling
the unsafe part.
That's all. It's not doing anything
to stop the erosion of the land right now because it's undermining it.
Is that how the motion reads?
We can make it.
Just the unsafe.
Just to clean up and make it.
Because that won't be that expensive to do.
We can pull a few nails and bring a chainsaw. Basically.
Just yank it right out.
I wouldn't go too crazy. I mean, you don't want...
There's nails. There's...
Oh, yeah. I think you could manually do it with a claw hammer and a chainsaw.
All in favor?
Or someone, do it.
Do we need to modify that motion? Is it clear?
Just to clean up, make it safe, get rid of all the safety issues.
Get rid of
issues.
The wood, the nails, anything that makes it unsafe.
I think we've got it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Why don't we just add to that while we prepare for future... So we're not... It is our intention to replace it, but to right now at least remove the unsafe.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Where was I? Back on track. I was going to, in this report, go over the environmental committee since I took the minutes and was present. I have the minutes available for everyone. I'm just going to kind of run this by real quick now. Steve Smith, Chairman Smith, put the agenda together. And those in attendance were himself, George DeNunzio, Danny Harris, myself, Jill Barber, Lorraine Fuller, and Commissioner Sergeant Hubbard with a telephone connection for about the initial 15 minutes.
When did that take place?
April 5th. 2012.
Okay.
6 to 9. Okay. Agenda item 1 was open discussion on the sale of the Barber Farm. I'm not going to get into any elaborate detail on any of this. Old business item A was Marcellus Shale drilling issues. I should make you aware that the meeting went over for almost 3.5 hours. They're going to convene on at least one of these issues later on. Action plan for dredging. They went over this again. I reported on the Belcom Beach grant, development of the watershed plan, and went into some extensive review and discussion of the meeting that we had with Allegheny Health Department representatives in regards to septics around the lake. So there are recommendations that they made.
What was that last week?
Review of Allegheny County Health Department meeting in regards to septic systems and around the lake. So they did come up with some action plans here and are requesting the presence of Mr. Bill Witkoff. Where's Mr. Bill Witkoff? At their next meeting?
Do we have copies?
To discuss lake water testing. So I will leave that here. That is copy. There are more of those for your perusal.
Speaking of the lake water testing, I know this was brought up at one of the meetings in the past. And back in 2007, there was supposed to be some testing done. Do you know if you ever come across any anything?
Offhand.
Nothing. I haven't found any kind of references or anything in the file and in regards to the water testing, except extensive, well, I'm not going to use the word extensive, but information from the DEC about fish testing. These are the handouts, and this is the agenda for the Environmental Committee, because I put together some information for them about CAFOs, which is concentrated animal feeding operations, about concerns about the new owners of the Barber property and potential for water pollution due to manure storage and application. So this is for the commissioners, if you would like to look through that. That's from the Environmental meeting.
Did you make any other recommendations?
On the
new owners, that new situation.
I could paraphrase that real quick. Only action plan is to notify landowners to be observant of the new owner's actions, and if they perceive any problems that may affect the environment around the lake, immediate notification to the DEC hotline. They're suggesting an article for the next RLRD newsletter and perhaps the DEC tip line information on the website, on our website.
Is that, do we have a hotline number right there that maybe we can give people to?
I think
it's on the website.
It's on the website, but I think it's in here as well.
Okay.
All right. Let me finish real quick. It was a long meeting, believe me. The Nunzio is going to do some research about odor ordinances, and they saw this as one of the potential actions that could facilitate the Watershed Council, which has been talked about for a while. And Steve's got some ideas. Chairman Smith has some ideas on that. So let me leave that one. And they talked about the lake map and an inventory. They also made a recommendation on that. And I think everything else is pretty much related to, as I call them, works in progress that I shared with Joe Miller and others, permission to access private property, neighbor notification policy, community docs, complaint policy, contractors doing work policy, storage shed resolution, blah, blah, blah. So those are all works in progress, except the blah, blah, blah.
That's always a work in progress.
Ain't it? Referred to committee or...
Before you're done there, you touched way back in the beginning about discussion of the Marcellus Shale.
Okay. You want to...
Can you elaborate a little?
Dan Harris was there. Okay,
so nothing new.
No, nothing new. I mean, the public comment, as we all know, the public comment period is now expired. It was 2,500 pages to read online.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awful stuff. Good stuff, but really a bear to get through. Action plan.
Who's on that?
Smith, D'Annunzio.
You know, Smith's not here, though, but from the Finger Lakes Trail Conference, I hear some really good stuff that was communicated to them in outlining all of the big reasons that they didn't want it from, I mean, it was way more intense than any of our seniors. We want to grab that.
I think
you should grab it and have it at our next meeting.
The Board of Managers voted for the president to write on it, and I guess they were really strong on how they presented the issues, but I guess their concern was they didn't want to tick off too many people in the state of New York saying how we have to walk across all our property. But it was really, really nicely written, and I think there was a lot of volunteer legal thing that went on behind it to get it worded right, and it's really pretty powerful. So I can grant it. You remind me if you want me to bring it to the next meeting or if you want me to yank that up to Smith, I guess is what I'll do. I'll send him a copy of that stuff.
I'd like to have an environmental committee meeting before our next meeting.
They already set a date.
Did they set a date?
May 24th. That's the next meeting. May 24th, 6 p.m. In the office down below.
5/24.
Yes, May 24th, 6 p.m. So the committee members who are present, their task is to come to the next meeting with some type of content for a draft resolution, district resolution, quote-unquote, anti-fracking.
That's kind of it.
Okay, on the May 24th meeting, they plan to have something prepared, you said, for the anti-fracking?
Well, they're coming with content to express their concerns, to put it into a draft resolution.
Okay, so we went from a blah, blah, blah to a resolution at the next meeting.
Because there was too much discussion there to put anything together.
Okay.
Everybody comes to the meeting. It's a work session.
So it's not done before. You're gonna do it at that time.
Right.
Oh, that's even more important than it.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, if this RLRD, if we could put together a resolution to stop or to have some kind of a policy for fracking within so many miles of the lake, if it ever does get approved, is there anything that would stand out?
You mean whether you guys pass a resolution that would have the authority to prevent it? I doubt it. Doug and I have looked into that before. And I mean, I think certainly you could do a non-binding resolution based on your constituency, and I think it would take, I think your best step then would be to take whatever the board decides on, presuming that it's unanimous and that it's what all the constituents want, and then it would be up to Doug and Deb to go to the respective towns and see what the towns could do. But this is, when that happens, it looks like to me that no matter what the towns or counties try to do, in the event that New York State decides that they're going to have a free-for-all, that the state will probably leverage preemption to push the stuff through. So it's going to be a problem for all the little towns.
Well, Martin's just came out today and said that in one of our news clips that they would take into consideration where fracking had been banned.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then that would probably be the way to go about it, is start early and then go to the towns.
It's important that we not only, it's not just the two towns. We take in 61 square miles. We have the town of Linden. We have Centerville. We go over into Cattaraugus County. I know I've said this before, and that was one of the things that I was hoping we would have hadn't done, was contact everyone who's in the Watershed Council so we have the pyramid of communication. So in a case like this, it could be brought to that, and it carries a little bit more clout when you do, because, you know, Chautauqua, Canada, they all have their council, their watershed council of what's coming into the lake. We're a little short-sighted in dealing with just Rushford and Canadia for the boundaries of the district. We should be taking more consideration into the 61 square miles of water we take, most of it which does not come from Canadia.
Well, maybe
we have very little water coming from Canadia.
You think there are towns are waiting because there's two Supreme Court cases about home rule in New York State that has to do with Middlefield and Dryden. Mm-hmm. Once those cases are decided.
What's the question on the Middlefield and Dryden? And the home rule.
On the home rule thing is, can they put restrictions in like we're talking about?
Okay, these are two towns?
Two towns in New York. So that's in the court right now. So once that is decided.
Which is exactly why I'm saying we would not be going to the towns. We would be going to a different entity, through a different entity, possibly working with the DEC and the counties. I have no personal feeling on the yes or no because I haven't seen enough information on it, but I don't think that we should be discounting what happens down on Hardy Corners, down by the golf course. That has a lot of effect on what's going to happen downstream. Not so much 19 and the river.
Yeah.
There's very little water coming from Canada.
Right.
Should we put a resolution on the ballot for the district voters to vote on whether or not they want? I don't know how we would word it, but we might solicit their support or denial for the board. Instead of the board saying it, I'm thinking, why don't we go out and let everyone speak their mind on it and tell us that
I'm going to guarantee that it's probably going to come back a rousing no. And then we have some clout behind what we say. We say we put it off a referendum, and the district residents believe they don't want any part of it within, you know, and we could word it so that it was a watershed thing.
Well, the watershed and plus earthquake, it does have small earthquakes that cause it, and they could wipe out our day.
I really don't know how you do all this stuff. So.
You're suggesting like a non-binding ballot measure to then you guys
you have the attorney. I don't know. What is it when they have those little things up on the top? You know, do you want to do this or don't you? We can have one of those going yes or no.
Well, now we have this proposition.
And I mean, I'm thinking a proposition for the board attitude. I guess is what I'm saying is that we we're using as a whole and how we move forward and have the body behind us. And if it was a big deal, we say we put a proposition up there and it was decided that.
And then be prepared to have all those people do what it is they got to do. Notify their senators, notify their assemblymen.
A petition.
A what?
A petition, because proposition.
One of the problems with putting this out for vote is that we don't exactly have a very large voter turnout, at least in my experience. Maybe
that was partly why I was saying it. I thought it might
maybe a third of the voting residents.
You are aware that it's increased greatly in the last 4 years.
Well, how bad was it before?
Oh, 35, 40 people. Because things were running smoothly. Things were not a problem.
Yeah, there's a different attitude now, too. And I don't think some of it, I'm sure, has to do with this board and previous boards, but a lot of it has to do with the makeup of the residency.
Well, and absolutely. There's more permanent residents out here now,
sure.
And there's been, new people.
I'm ambivalent about it. I don't think that it will make a hoot of difference whether we do it or not, whether we have a resolution or not. As far as I know, unless Rushridge changed their mind, we've got two town boards, both of which are saying we're not doing anything until we find out what the state decides.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
And so given that, whatever we want to do is probably not going to amount to much, but it's a feel good.
We could feel better.
We could feel better about it because we could put out our position. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a resolution that expresses our very serious concerns about what could the potential damage that could do to this lake.
Personally, I would rather be a part of the board who at least takes a stand on it one way or another, addresses the fact that it's out there. Listens to what the people have to say about it. Only if what we have is some informed information, some factual information, not a bunch of emotions.
We've had very knowledgeable people come before the town board in Canyadilla, I know, and taken both sides. And none of us have the expertise to know who's got it right.
Well, that's exactly it.
So I'm not ready to take a side, honestly.
I'm not ready
Although
to take
I'm
a
very,
side.
Although I'm cautious.
But I think we should...
I would rather err on saying don't do it. Don't get into fracking so close to our lake that they're...
Well, I guess that's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point, that if we don't say don't do it, and something has happened quickly through the winter months when there's not a lot of people, because although the makeup has changed, people have a tendency to take off for a few months when it's real cold, which this year it wasn't. Don't take it personal, because I'm not talking about you. I mean, they're welcome ones because they took off. Lots of people take off. God bless them. They can do it. But I don't want to turn around and say, you know, there's nothing we can do anymore. Or is it going to be the same kind of just... put them on notice that how we feel, like we do with the voters print thing.
Are you asking me for a recommendation? Well, I would do a resolution. I would have the organization do a resolution expressing their concerns. And then you have a document to present it to whoever.
Okay, so the environmental committee will have those concerns?
That's to be developed, yeah, at the next meeting.
I would feel comfortable with a resolution that opposes fracking until such time as we're convinced that our lake will be safe.
Then you have something. You made a stand.
Right, exactly.
You
know?
Well, then you could take that resolution and slap a letter on it and send it to your watershed part.
Well, I'm thinking exactly that the watershed should be done prior to, well, before passing the resolution, or make that part of the resolution that we feel that it's necessary. Because, you know, it's the odor is the one problem with the commercial spreading. But if we had that kind of thing in place, it takes place all around. But at least when you've got a council that's got people from the health department from each of the towns, the letterhead's a little bit more impressive than a board of volunteers for a little isolated district.
We might go back to this because I might be able to show you a few type of language that was.
We can do that if it's for the environmental resolution. We can do it.
Well, anyway.
Okay. I tried to be brief.
You did.
Well, listen, the environment and the status of the lake and all of that.
As I say, the next meeting, you guys could really dive into that resolution and get it cranked out. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's the number one problem.
Right.
All the docks and all that other stuff is incidental.
Okay. Yep. I guess I'm done now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. Are there copies in here, or is this just...
Going back up to the dam repair committee, there has not been a meeting. We need to have a meeting. And I will see to it that one gets set up within the next week or two to go over some dam maintenance issues that need to be addressed. We've got the DEC coming, according to Bill Sikorsky, here in a couple of weeks.
Who's that date, Doug?
Hmm?
The date of that?
I didn't write it down, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I think I received an email on that.
I sent out an email so that all the commissioners did know the date and the time.
What are they coming for?
Inspection.
Inspection. It's their biannual inspection.
Oh, okay. I could check.
About the rock scale.
Say May 17th.
Yeah. There's a company that Joe Urso found out of Montreal, is it?
Correct.
That has done a lot of work over the years on the Niagara Gorge with dangerous stone ledging that overhangs the Niagara River for safety purposes. And they, their modus operandi is to rappel over the edge and chip away at it. And that's what we need for that stone ledge that's over the spillway. Because if we try to do that in any other way, I think we would risk seriously damaging the spillway. So they're out of town now and unavailable. Joe has made contact with them, and they will be in touch with us. We're going to see what they might charge us to come in and do that. And that might work well into the discussion that we've had about a tram. Because in order to put that tram in, we would need some of that removed anyway. Okay. We don't have Bill Szabo here, but we do have Lee James, our insurance agent. And if you would like to come up and join us.
Yeah. I'm Dave Hirsch. I believe I met you before.
Okay, I believe so.
Yes.
I know that.
Yeah. And we've met.
Get covered.
Can I know that?
Yeah.
Joe.
Bill asked me to come because there's a six-star agreement that is out there that still needs to be signed. I was kind of waiting for your return, Doug, to have that taken care of. And that's part of the insurance that we secured this last time around. It's through the New York Municipal Insurance Reciprocal, and that's where the insurance was placed this last time around. And because of that, it was due to claim activity and the high hazard dam. There's a combination of things, you know.
Oh, ma'am, I shouldn't have talked about this.
So, as part of being within that reciprocal, there's the subscriber agreement that in turn talks about the policies of insurance within it. So each of the municipalities that are on agreement, and I don't know if Joe got a chance to take a look through it. I mean, obviously, we're beyond.
Is it sent to me?
Bill had it. I don't know, and I left a copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Bill would be here.
Yeah. I
did. Bill. He read through it, and he just wanted me to come by the
chairman or the authorized representative, secretary, treasurer.
Probably Doug.
Doug, chairman.
Yeah.
So what's this for?
For our liability insurance.
Public officials.
And how much is it?
You've already paid for the policy.
Yeah.
This is the subscriber agreement that goes along
right.
with it. In order to attain the policies this last time around, this was our last
resort
because of the claim history and because of the damages. So basically, it's talking about what your agreements are being a subscriber and what they are giving back to you throughout that. And one of the areas... and you've already had some more claim activity.
What do you mean by claim activity?
Claim activity on the new policy that we just got, like last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
What do you mean by claim activity?
Anything that is placed against you, if there's a property owner, whether it be a general liability claim, trip file, some sort of claim brought against the board itself, or actions, denial of docs.
Any personal injury?
No personal injury.
Yeah.
So basically, this is my question. Mm-hmm. If you're a front lot owner and someone below the 1450, which is the elevation to the water that the district owns, all down in that area, and there was a problem with our neglect or whatever. Would the insurance,
like
would our insurance cover us?
That's your general liability policy.
That's our general liability.
And that would trigger that if the claim were made.
Okay, so the homeowner wouldn't be responsible, basically.
If it's your area,
it would be your general liability.
Lake districts. If it's on their property, the cottage owners or the homeowners, then it would be their responsibility.
I'm talking about the low.
Even
to the lake, it would be the homeowner's responsibility.
Their license to use below that.
Below that area.
And what does your
that's where
agreement
the docks?
It gives them. It gives them exclusive use of that area.
So if they're given that exclusive use and they are maintaining that area, that is their responsibility.
Joe has a license. Doesn't the license, when they sign the license or sign the agreement for the license, doesn't it hold harmless the district as being...
Talking about the back lot or the front lot license? Or
yeah,
in general?
In general.
I believe there's
in
language in there.
There's language.
I don't have a copy of the license in this file. Do we have a copy of the
license? I have to read the license.
Well, this is what this is.
But if there's something not in there already, I would recommend that you put a whole harmless agreement in there.
I probably should just read it and get one.
This goes
right, but I just wanted to make sure for my, you know, for if people ask me the question, I want to know what voters want to know.
Who's responsible?
Who's responsible for the 1450? You know, where the district does it. But if they have their exclusive use and they're being taxed on that frontage, is it their responsibility? That's
their
my
area to maintain.
Yeah, yes. I'm almost positive it's in there.
Yeah, but, so.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify it.
That's why the lawyers.
Well, I'd rather have it clarified now than wait for something to happen.
There is going to be no ever.
Don't say that, point, Joe.
Well, but there's never going to be any particular clarification about that. There will never be a resolution.
Well, and the reality is, if someone does fall down there, they're going to sue the homeowner and the district.
That's
and
what I'm
all
saying.
The going to fight it out. So.
I understand that.
And it still, if a suit's brought against you, it triggers the policy.
Right.
Okay. And part of the policy is to defend you.
Okay.
Whether there's merit to it or not.
Exactly.
Which is why. And many times, suits that have been brought against you have been
frivolous?
Frivolous and unfounded.
There you go.
And it's caused issues.
That's right. I understand.
So. It's the language that you have within the lease agreements and everything that you have to protect yourself better. And following your own policies.
These are what are absolute current, right? Have these been retired? Or are these
not since I've been here.
Not since you've okay. Yep. These must be nice clean copies. That's what it is.
We have a nice cap here.
That's what's in place right now. That's basically
number three, Joe.
Been in place for years and years and years.
Licensees accept this license and agree to said premises of licensors at their own risk. Neither licensors nor their officers, employees, agents, or servants shall under any circumstances be liable for injuries or death of any person or for damages to any property which in any way may arise out of or is connected with directly or indirectly this license. The operation of licensors, including but not limited to raising or lowering the water level at any time, any fault, negligence, or improper conduct on the part of licensors or their officers, employees, agents, service, contractors, leasees, or licensees, or any other factor.
Just to be clear, it's
listening. Man, we went over that in the Rules Committee, three years ago. It's pretty clear.
Okay. So.
I did bring a copy with me, Doug.
And I'm prepared. Okay. This policy, by the way, we were, had our fingers crossed, wasn't going to skyrocket our premium, and we were pleasantly surprised that it did go up, but not anywhere near what it
that
might have.
And I imagine at this stage, we have no choice but to sign it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not like we can
it's either this or be
uninsured. We can't remove this one as not acceptable. So I make a motion that we have Doug Crandall as chairman sign the whatever the agreement is called according to
it's a subscriber's agreement.
Subscriber's agreement for the current insurance policy, which was necessary due to all of the frivolous lawsuits and unfounded lawsuits that have caused us to have to go to the last resort.
Did you get all of that?
No, I won't.
Yes. Do we have a
that's what that's for.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'll sign. Do you fill in the rest for me?
I will, yes. And I'm a notary, so I will.
And my fingers crossed.
No, I'm okay here.
That Doug will sign the subscriber agreement for the insurance.
Okay. That's it. Okay.
If people don't like what I write, they can.
We can take the minutes.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for coming.
since I'm back at home, if you don't mind.
No?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. The Finance Committee did have a meeting. There was the issue was the Comptroller General's audit and our action plan. I've got it down later under old business, so we will cover it right at this time. Newsletter Committee.
Okay, all of our commissioners have been notified that we were going to have a newsletter, and we did this had discussed this maybe 5-6 months or whatever. We were going to have a spring newsletter, and everything is due by April 30th, I believe, Donna.
Please.
And so then we'll start on it next week, you and I. And
we're probably going to print it over at Houghton College at this time, I think.
Yeah.
We had looked into that, and it was very cost-effective. We printed on the office copier, which is really more than that copier should handle. It's okay if you just have a couple pages, but we priced it at the college. It was very reasonable.
What do they charge for the cake? Cost is pretty reasonable, too.
Yeah, I'd have to go down and pull it. I don't know with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I have something else to say. Doug sent out an email assigning different topics for people, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone received the topic to write about. Debbie, did you have yours? Did you receive it?
I don't.
Yeah. Comprehensive plan. Update.
The comprehensive. I don't know if Maggie was included.
I don't do emails.
I get most of my emails.
I write about what I can.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we have a complete newsletter.
I had you and Dick to do Rules Committee. And you're also our county coordinator, so if you have anything you want to put in about that, I'm not sure what. It might not be anything, but if you think of something.
Well, I'm sure they did something good.
Are you?
Pro-frank. I'm sure we can dig.
Yeah. Okay. Rules Committee hasn't met that I know of, so I'm not looking for a report there. Legal Committee, we haven't met, but we need to have an executive session during this meeting tonight to discuss litigation, pending litigation. Okay, DAC Licensing Committee.
Okay.
Before you get on, when do you plan on going into executive session? Before old business?
I think. We should.
Docs?
I would say. Say before old business.
Before the old business, so it's going to be after these back.
Yeah.
Continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You can see the consent agenda items A through I. Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Holmes were involved with the reviews with me this month. And so that you can see if you have any questions about any of those items.
Granger.
Yes.
That's yours.
That's yours. It's there.
Okay. Well,
did you cut them down already? You shouldn't have.
I made out.
I was just concerned that it was on consent because I thought I had to. I thought I had to present it, and I didn't think that was necessary.
Well, no.
What I did for you because we spoke on the phone.
Yeah, like that.
I filled out an inspection report with your name on it.
Okay.
With our words. Okay. That's okay. With
certified
you?
Arborist.
Yeah. No, they're dead. Really, I think.
Okay.
They,
I think they
can do it enough, but they're going to replace it with live. But I'm like, that's okay with me.
Just
and the
just
other
harassing
thing
you.
That bothers me is consent with conditions. So,
consent
some encroachment. I mean,
I was going to ask about that. Are these septics in the same footprint?
The Velvo and Grasso on Belcombe Beach both?
Are the septics?
Yes, from what I understand.
Grasso's going to be
sometimes
a newer system. There's no way on Belcombe Beach you're going to put in anything over there that doesn't encroach.
It's not an issue we've done before. And it has to meet the county standards.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, exactly. In many cases, most cases.
So there isn't anything special about these.
Exactly.
Because
you're correct.
Okay. I agree.
They're consistent.
The census is supposed to be, there ain't nothing other than they're going to do this, and it's just a standard old vanilla kind of thing happening. And then we have this vanilla with, and by the way, it's below the 1450, and there's an issue.
Okay. See, and the systems today are much different than they used to be. So they're using up more of an area with the sand filter system and then the lines and the drain lines. You are going to have encroachment.
So with no encroachments, there wouldn't be half of the cottages.
Exactly, I know that.
That's just the way it is. There wouldn't be any of the cottages on the flatlands.
So it's, these encroachments are nothing new.
Correct.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Yes, correct.
The structure wouldn't be there if they had a original stuff that wasn't put in, and that was the only way.
All right, could I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
To accept consent agenda items A through I.
Oh, okay, A through I.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda approved. Okay.
Is it, just a question here, is that Clinton pre-inspection sale? Is that sold or is it
in sold?
Yes.
Did all of the lake frontage go? All the lake frontage? I mean, there was a couple different.
He has 150 foot of lake frontage.
Yeah, one sale, one parcel. Yep. Yes.
The Matt Lejutsky.
Okay. Update. It was he was ordered to remove it from the water because he prematurely installed it. So it was removed from the water. The committee went out and looked at the proposed installation site and recommends approval to reinstall it in that area. If you wish, your decision. But the area that was selected was fine.
They did come in and resubmit the application.
What I'm saying is where they put it.
Mm-hmm. Prematurely put it.
Prematurely.
Yes.
Is that the same location?
Correct. Yes.
Wasn't that, I didn't know it was being looked at or whatever, but wasn't that put to the backside of Green's frontage?
Yes.
Snookered in along the shoreline there.
Wasn't that dock like almost put up as close as it could possibly be? Does that jet ski?
Oh, if it's enough. No, there's plenty of room. Actually, you could probably put a double in there if you wanted to.
It's not.
I'm just telling you. But no, there's plenty of. It fits in there well. And there's still space. There's still open water space between the shoreline and Green's dock.
Well, because Greens don't have a dock there, do they?
Well, they have
the remnants of it.
Remnants of what was there, which they're called about.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the dock committee also visit the site, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Greens didn't sell it.
No. Uh-huh.
No.
He wants to. Mm-hmm. Okay, all in favor?
Oh, we have a motion first.
Oh, we need a motion. Motion to approve the jet ski lift. Location. Second. Anyone?
I'll second it. It is on his frontage.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget he gave away frontage to Green.
Well,
Okay. Well, you can vote on it. Just what's your conflict?
I abstain. For the sake of what he's
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And one abstain. Did I get enough?
Yeah, Dave was a mute eye.
I don't know what Dickie should have said yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I never agree with that dock and the application anyway, but the damage is done.
That's
so
right.
So might as well be the jet ski there.
If we're just dealing with a jet ski.
That's right.
I'm going to skip over the next one only because I'm not involved with that to any great extent, superficially. So I'll defer. But RO right away 95 Dock Association. We went out and did the final inspection of the approved dock, and we found a discrepancy. The dock ended up being 4 foot longer than what was intended. Their plan was for 69 feet. It came out to 73 feet, some odd change. So the committee throws it back. Well, we can't recommend approval of the final plan because they amended the plan without amending it.
This is
which one?
RO95, Pierce, Sobchak, Hanel,
Arkenreiter,
Sherman, that fiasco.
Are you saying this is built?
Yes.
Yes, this was a final inspection.
What did they say about this?
See, the district was never notified. Actually, we're supposed to be notified once it's staked out to go out there and take a look at it. And
the contractor put the pilings in. Okay, they put the last section of the walkway furthest out to the water is 14 inches wide. That's between the two pontoon boats. That's the well. Actually, my recommendation would be to have them cut it back 4 feet in the fall because they're not going to really lose much. And it needs to be secured because it's really wobbly. When you walk out to the end of it, I wouldn't walk out to the end of it. That's why I sent Bill Witkoff out there.
Me too.
And I sent Dave Hirsch out there.
You're the one who gets paid. Go figure.
Hey, I'm done. No, I'm too smart for that. I've taken my lumps. So that's what volunteers are for, Maggie. Come on.
If they take off 4 feet, does that bring it back down to
yeah.
the original?
Correct. Yes. And they need to secure it, though. It's unsafe. I feel, I hate to see someone get injured there.
So they've got to cut it back 4 feet and make it safe.
And secure it.
And that would be, I think, a twofold project. You know, if they cut it back that 4 feet, they could. Yeah, I know.
See what's brought.
I know.
I'm just amazed that this got built because I thought we were arguing about they don't have a dock association
We approved. Based on the recommendation of that committee, we approved it. But the stipulation is, three of them came to us to approve that dock, but there are, three of them are building it, but there are five people licensed to use it.
I thought we couldn't find the other two.
No, we talked to the other two. They were not here. The other two were not, Sherman and Arkenreiter were not here.
You can never get those five people in a room together, I'll tell you.
And I don't care that we do or not.
I don't either.
That's okay? That's why when that community, all five of them own right away, all five of them get to use the dock. They have their slips of who's the pontoons and where they are.
I just thought over the way.
All right, but
we
are not going to, let's end this discussion because we're going to talk about this in executive session. So that's all we're talking about is the dock construction.
Fine. So
the dock construction itself.
So it still works for everybody, it just has to be shortened 4 feet.
That's our recommendation.
My feeling is okay, Dick. I walked out on the dock. I mean, it was swaying.
Yeah.
My concern, and Joe's concern, was that day that it was inspected by the other dock committee members prior to that date that Joe and I,
Mike and Bill and I,
we took a measurement, okay, and one of the other dock committee members told me that the original dock was actually 4 foot back further, but it was back filled in, and then so it really went out approximately 8 foot more.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is just for the record so that everyone knows what I heard, okay?
What about the liability?
And then another thing is, my main concern is if we approve the construction the way it is right now and some little kid goes out there and starts shaking on that end, he could fall and really cause an injury to his head. It's not unsafe. It is. It's very wobbly.
So what
am I right, Joe?
I have to do a waiver.
I mean, for a safety thing, I would not approve it myself because I'm not going to put myself on a line. I think that's something that Joe should, we should discuss with our attorney.
Are you saying that if we cut, if they took it 5 foot, even with 4 foot off it, it's still unsafe?
It still needs to be.
It needs to be braced somehow.
Okay. Yeah. So that has to happen before we can approve it.
Absolutely. Correct. That's my opinion.
Okay. All right.
And my concern, not to reiterate what Dave said, but it's unsafe. I just feel unsafe. I wouldn't walk out there.
There's a 6x6 pylon in there.
Yeah, but it's the dock's only 14 feet wide, and it's just
14 inches
wide, and
it's unstable.
Yeah, should have been some kind of braces to it, perhaps, or something.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
It's for you guys to decide. That's just what we found. That's just what we found.
I just wanted to let everyone know.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about Stefan.
Don't we have to make a motion on this to prevent them to use it until it gets stabilized?
Well, they can't use it until we approve it. We haven't approved it.
Okay.
I think they brought it us to saying that they want to tell them that. We're like, knock this off, I hear the committee.
Well, see, what Joe and I discussed, I don't know, that's why we wanted to talk with our attorney. If they were to use the dock, we would want a waiver that we're not responsible at all.
We hear that in the license.
I understand that, but people say, well, the RLRD said we could use it. I don't want to be responsible. That's why we need to discuss that.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. And maybe we could vote on it at the end of the meeting.
I don't think it'd be that radical statement.
All right, so we're just going to.
Red, orange, tape, or yellow?
I want it.
Stefan?
All right, let's go back to Stefan. Here's how I understand it, and I looked through their file tonight to make sure I have this perfectly clear, at least in my mind, which sometimes gets a little fuzzy. But that license was approved back in, well, there's two dates on it, 81 and sometime in 81, sometime in 83. I'm not sure what that was about, but anyway.
Do you want to know what that was about? 1981 being the first year that the recreation...
Well, I knew that, yeah.
Okay, so that was just the immediate transfer.
Okay.
All licenses that were in the hands of Rochester Gas Electric the first year.
And then the 83 was when they first started licensing by the district.
When they started an inventory and review of all of the...
That makes sense, yeah.
And then that's when they implemented the policies.
Yeah.
There was no building, no new docks, no nothing for that first couple of years.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it was just what there was in 81. Everybody who would have what they had in 81 is supposed to be.
And back then there was no requirement for a 500 square foot for a structure residence.
That was all for new builds of new docks.
But that was not a resolution until 1996.
For the minimum square footage? Yeah. I don't know. I had that somewhere.
It's in the mid-90s anyway. Okay, here's what I found, and I was somewhat surprised, frankly. I had been under the impression that this dock was licensed to them based upon their out-of-district property. I don't know why I thought that was the case, but that has never been the case. It was licensed from day one to the vacant property that they have owned and still own behind the public beach.
Exactly.
Now, until 1996, let's use that as a date, a year out, there was no requirement for a 500 square foot structure, the approved septic system and the like. Since 1996, that's been in effect. The board's position, and now I need to, your memories to kick in for me here. Our position has been, and Joe, you did a yeoman's job in giving us grandfathering. and what that means. It's my understanding that our position is that when someone, that license would stay in effect until such time as the property transfers, and then whoever the new owner is has to abide by current policy. Now, am I wrong on that, or am I?
No, it's fine, but that property hasn't transferred hands.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. I had a call from Mrs. Stefan this afternoon. And I must call her because I gave.
I did too.
I gave her what turned out to be some incorrect information.
I think where it's getting confusing, originally, the Stephens wanted to sell that property as wanted to tie that property with their out-of-district property as an enticement to buy the out-of-district property.
Okay.
But they haven't done that.
No.
They've sold the out-of-district property separately, and they still retain ownership of that piece.
Right, but it wasn't, but the license isn't tied to that out-of-district.
When they came
to us, we protected their interests.
Yes.
In either way, right, is what we did. So I believe there was a resolution that said, as long as it stays in their family, as long as, because they,
I remember discussing with Joe that if it were to stay, if they were to assign it to their family member, that it would stay.
That's exactly
I
right.
I remember basically.
And they went. They went and changed their deed.
They put their sons
on the deed and spent $400 to do that to protect their family interest in that. And when they came to the board, it was when they were looking at selling the property. It was like, I personally believe they always should have taken them apart. I mean, you know, they always saw the value being out there. It's like, maybe it is, but I just think that was wrong because it was out of district. Get rid of it. There's plenty of people around here that want to pay, you know, and you're still maintaining your interest on their lakefront property, which is the value to it, stuff like that. And I didn't say that before.
Okay, there's two other issues that are very similar to this that I just want to bring up that were brought to my attention.
Apparently, the file's not complete. Imagine that.
No, I know, but Franklin Richards, he had a license years ago. We reinstated his license. Then we revoked it, but he did have a license there years ago. We revoked it because due to the fact that he did not have 500-square-foot building, septic system. So we. And another one is Violet Rosso.
The difference there, Dave, there's a difference with that. With Richard's original dock got destroyed.
I understand.
So they were replacing the dock.
Right, but they did replace it.
This dock has never been replaced. It's the same dock that's been there all along.
I know, but weather conditions could destroy a dock. Are you going to say because it was destroyed you can't repair it?
We need to get minutes.
We didn't make the decision to not give him the dock. That was done back in the 80s. He then came back.
We have looked for that.
It
never got passed.
He then came back.
I think it did.
We have looked at it. We just looked at it.
He sold his place on Woodside. He doesn't even have a residence around, correct?
He doesn't have a residence. No, he doesn't have a residence around, but he does still. He's the lakefront owner.
I
understand that. But there's Maggie, there's people that have that own right of ways or whatever small areas that are allowed to build docks on or community docks or whatever. So I don't really see. I don't want to argue about it. But the other name was that was brought to my attention that Violet Rosso. We took her license away due to the fact she owned the property. They knocked down the building, which she never did build on, which she never did rebuild the property, but we did revoke her license.
Here's the difference.
Okay, as long as you can, I just want to explain to you.
Here's how I differentiate, and I'm not the expert.
Okay.
So if somebody here has got a better idea, share it.
I can only share comments on some logic. It may not be expertise.
Take Violet. Her situation. She bought that property after this policy was in effect.
Exactly.
Not before. So forget that one. That's not a good example to use. And I don't know about Richards when.
I don't know why.
Does Richards own that property? Does he own property where that dock was?
Yes. But if you remember what Joe wrote for us, what his proposal was for us was that any material change, which would include rebuilding a dock, as was one of the examples, transfer of property, there were several things that you listed that would be material changes that would signal coming into compliance with our policies.
That's right. That's right. That's the difference between the two situations.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm not crazy.
I do believe, whether this is right, and I believe it was, I believe that we did, what's the word I'm looking for?
Acknowledge, maybe?
Cover them. You know, I believe when that whole situation came up with selling the property and stuff, that we did agree, as long as it stays in, fine. And there may have even been something that if they did sell separately, they had a 3-year window or something to do something about it. There may have been a stipulation on it,
we have that resolution. In fact, you just produced a copy of it. We had it, and it's in their file.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't in their file.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was.
Yes. But it was unsigned. It was, and we went back and reviewed the minutes of that meeting, and there was no resolution passed at all.
I would feel comfortable.
But we're going to relook at it.
We need to go.
Make sure we've got it 100% right.
And I think what we're going to do is look at the minutes leading up to that, because it was at home.
So it might have been.
That was July 24, 2009? That was just before the election.
So it might have been the intent of the board at that time, but it appears it never happened.
It'll be on the one. Well, I don't know that. I just asked if all the audio is there, but. I believe
their audio.
I know you were on the board when that was.
And we did make that motion. And I didn't think it was family. I thought it was.
No, it was them.
Them
but,
only.
But that's what they did.
Then
he said,
her audio.
If you want to protect your family, they got to be on the deed. So they want to put their sons on the deed.
Kathy, is your audio online?
So it doesn't transfer.
Yes, it stays. Sure, did do that. It should be on.
We'll check yours.
Yep.
I mean, see, everyone that was here believes that. I believe that, too. Yeah. And it could have had a stipulation, right? That if it happened, they had to build within 3 years. I don't know. I think we talked about it.
I remember that.
I don't know.
That's not in the written.
I remember
the
written. If they sold and changed hands.
Yeah, that's right. That's clearly.
And it was the property on the lake.
Right.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be a letter.
So
was
we're going to. We'll table it until the
next move that we table this.
I'll second that.
I like that.
There's a motion on the floor.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Do I have to tell you how long we table for that?
Yes.
Or do we?
Yes.
Yeah.
30 days. Next meeting?
30 days.
I mentioned next meeting, but you didn't, so.
Next meeting?
I did say that. You just didn't hear me.
Oh. Sure.
Tough crowd.
Okay.
Can we do something else really quickly? I just gave you those letters.
You give me that. Oh, the other things? Do you want to work on this? It's not on the agenda.
It's the landowners are looking for permission to run their events.
This is all their events they want.
And we want.
Okay, let's just look down here.
This is a letter to the commission. The summer events is from the Landowners Association. Donna, this letter is request approval for the Rushford Lake District to use of the parking fishing area in Area A for the annual July 3rd fireworks sponsored by donations from the members of the Friends of Rushford Lake Landowners Association. We have there's a contract. This is from the secretary, Jennifer. So there's a copy of the contract that they have with Young's Explosives and an insurance thing. And there's a certificate of insurance that they have. Also requesting permission to host the annual Landowner Association Celebration Day on August 11th and the annual Children's Fishing Derby on September 1st. The Landowner Association Celebration includes hosting a chicken barbecue as well as a live band. 4 to 7, possibly later, but not later than 11. The Derby runs from 8 until weigh-in at noon. Blah, blah, blah. Our organization responsible for all the arrangements, so we have dozens of pastors showing me where the launching needs. We are extremely aware of the launching needs and all that kind of stuff, so blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been done every year. We had, I don't know if we had any conversation at a meeting or if I just had a sidebar conversation with whoever about whether we should require the Landowners Association to have their own event insurance for the barbecue.
Oh, that's a possibility, but I'll check and see if it doesn't.
Well, we've looked at that before.
No, you know what? Did you look at that?
Well, yeah, we looked at it before, and what
for
Rick, well, I know what Rick did is he looked at the insurance policy for the district, and they said it's fine. It covers events. Our insurance covers events, and it's your property, so unless we have to have an also named on it or something like that.
Well, that's what we do on that. I mean, maybe what we could do is see if Crowley's has insurance and have Crowley.
Yeah, because I know when I used to,
so
they do.
Crowley, yeah.
Because I know when I used to be in charge of the Canadia Festival, we had to have our event insurance, even though the town had their own insurance.
I know that originally came up, and I think it was Rick, because he was insurance, looked at the policy and talked to him and came back and said, I mean, we have in the past, but if we get named, we'll be okay. Krolik especially.
Yeah.
And we got insurance for the fireworks and stuff. So
yeah, we'll that's good on that.
And we don't really, that's the only thing that happens there.
All right. We have a motion?
Well, I'll make the motion. Should it be approved?
I mean, it's not. Sure.
I'm not on the board.
Yes.
Second? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries.
I didn't have to acknowledge any possible kind of. It's pretty well known, isn't it?
I think we
do. Do you want me to go down to the executive session? Sure. And you guys go down.
No,
I can stay up there.
Okay. Make a motion to go into executive session to discuss pending litigation.
So we'll.
Second. On favor?
Oh, who made the first? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
How long are we going to go?
I would say probably
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Oh, God. That's good.
It could be something bad. We'll
get off the rails.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, it's way near the bottom. I think page 8 or something.
What's the title? Joe, we need to make a motion about us joining you, or is that?
No.
Okay. God, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Make a motion. You don't want to make a motion.
No, no, I thought about it.
Okay. All right, we're back.
I'll have to look for it, Joe.
Okay.
Back in session at 8:15, 16,
I gave
whatever.
It the wrong month.
Old business, tabled from the August 27th meeting last year, moratorium on new docs pending the Joe Urso study. We tabled it until April the 12th. What do you want to do with it? Want to continue to table it, or you want to just put it to bed? Because it's not going to happen in the near future. Anyway.
I would like to put it to bed, but Maggie brought up something at one of our meetings.
about having a pass to get into the beach for launching.
Well, when the question came up about the launch procedures, Lime Lake, all the residents, my understanding is they just get a...
I would like to explore.
I don't think the cost is going to be really what you think it would be.
I would like to explore that in a way that possibly we can limit some of the lake traffic. But Maggie brought it up. I'd like to put her in charge of it.
Well, putting me in charge, I don't put in charge.
She would like to be asked to do it.
I would like to ask Maggie to be in charge of looking into this pass system and maybe see how it works.
My understanding is Lime Lake uses that,
Lime Lake, or
like any gated communities.
So they have a gate? Oh, you mean like a parking lot?
To get into...
The
Belcom Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
And I said that facetiously when it was about my concern about when 25... Well, because they brought it up a few years ago, and the expense is too much. I don't think technology these days is so bad. But the first thing is getting a handle on who are the people that legitimately get to get one.
Hey, what do you do about fishermen?
You know, there is nothing that says that we have to allow boats.
Well, they could come down here and get a free pass.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or you could charge them.
You're going to still need a launch attendant due to the fact that to open up the gate for a fisher.
Unless they get a pass.
What would prevent people from giving their pass to their children? And I mean, to launch jet skis or whatever. I'm just saying.
Well, you're right.
There's so many different things.
We could find out. That's what we all come out to Rushford Forest to look at what the worst possible.
Maybe I'm not saying that.
Wait a minute, let me finish. In people can possibly be. I'm sorry. We could put up a camera. We could put digital camera shot of every vehicle that goes through there, along with the pass, and we can go big, high-tech, and control it all. We could do that. Do we want to do that? Well, personally, I don't care.
I'm talking on weekends and holidays.
Doesn't
That's
matter.
Right.
Weekends and holidays, it don't matter. I live there. Monday through Thursday, there is just as much traffic.
They all know.
Okay? But they're not parking. They're not staying there. After the district was created, I'm telling you, you couldn't park on Belcom Beach, you couldn't park in the fields, there was people, the place was covered with local people. It was just out of control. That's why the traffic on the lake was out of control. And that's why they imposed the licensing or the passes of it.
There was
the moratorium on the docks. The moratorium on the docks was put in place in the mid-1980s, after all the licensing went through, after they did all the relicensing. And that wasn't lifted until they put in the new policies, and that's where the 500 square foot and the septic, because they did not want people with just vacant lots putting up a dock, putting up a tent, and having no place to go. They wanted the investment in the big district community that they fought for so many years to save.
Well, I guess then if we need a motion on this.
Could I just...
He did some work on this.
I just want to kind of bring everybody up to date since my name is in here. And I was challenged with coming up with some ideas and recommendations. So back in August when I was handed this task, I have two position statements here or papers doing some research on this whole idea of the boat study, for lack of a better definition. And I'm sure Doug, these have been available. I'm willing to share those with you. Also, I had another thing that we did here.
I would like copies of all
that. That's what I'm going to give. That's
what you're going to say. You'd like you...
They've been out on the table before previous meetings.
Okay, then if we have it, then I got it.
Okay, you should. One's eight.
I thought it was something new.
No, one's 8:20. Okay. I don't know. I'm just covering my.
Okay.
8:28:11. One's 11:19:11, And the other one is 3-1, 12, okay? And it all relates to the Boat Lake study and the moratorium on new docks. That brings the other part of the project in that I proposed was to do the lake-wide mapping and inventory where you'd actually have a, and that's McIntosh and McIntosh came in, gave us a preliminary proposal of what they were going to do. We talked a little bit about it and referred it over to Joe. Joe's going to take a look at it to see if it's a legal and binding type of resource that we could use to make management decisions because we're flying by the seat of your pants. So that would kind of play into the boat study slash dock study because they're all interrelated. So well, that's as much as I've done.
Any of the prototypes for the lake studies, especially as far as the number of boats in use, I know that I provided a copy of what was done at Canandaigua Lake, and it all starts out with visual.
Yep.
Human.
Yep.
Take a picture and document it.
Yep.
It ain't going to come from the sky, and that was the whole, that's what we were hoping to achieve with the renumbering that was started in 07. So there was, maybe we can get some volunteers to just start taking the counts at Belkin Beach.
Numbers and registrations on the
numbers
docks?
Numbers and registrations.
Okay, so that I just wanted to, since my name's there, make everybody aware that...
The other thing, and I know from the Rules Committee, one of the big questions about docs was who determines the construction of the dock. We were looking to see if the town, did you ever check with the town if they had any kind of codes for docks, decks, building?
What the town, I spoke with the town, they told me, like when you have a double deck dock, you should have a town, it has to, you should have a railing around it.
Okay, with all due respect, what they told you is one thing. Do they have, does the town
they
have?
They do not have nothing that I know.
Didn't we talk about that in a Rules Committee meeting that we wanted I'm not an engineer, so I don't. Yes, that was one of our, that we followed, decks. I can't imagine a second story deck on a dock being any different than a deck on the back of a house. Probably the same.
It should
be the same.
At least.
Absolutely.
And at one time we talked to Claire Beamont and Michael Brazek. I don't know if Doug was on the board at that time. But we wanted to actually have Claire go out and inspect these docks and to make sure that they did fit the town codes.
Right.
But they didn't. They didn't. And they didn't. But they didn't want
to know. The code is not only stairs. It's when you do the railing.
The construction. Everything.
So high off.
Exactly.
So high.
Right.
And the bars have to be so close.
I don't understand why we can build things in this town and not have to get a permit.
Well, I thought the sign says building permit required. But we don't have to do it on here, on the lake. Just another.
No, you're absolutely right.
I mean, some people, they want to put stairs in a deck. Okay, the lines look like that.
Okay, we're still back to this tabled moratorium on new docks.
I table it until...
Should we look at it in August and see where we are?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, at the end of the summer. End of the season.
See where we are, and maybe we'll set something up for off season.
That's right. Or maybe then we can also pursue the idea of looking at a launch pass. I just think if we're going to do this, we ought to do it before next season.
We can incorporate that into what we're tabling.
Okay.
I would say one thing about electronic access to areas. I spent 5 years up at Shirkston Shores. Some of you people have probably been up there, know what I'm talking about. And we had a cottage up there, and right next to us we had one of these electronic gates, and you needed a card key to get through there. I can tell you that it probably worked maybe at best 20% of the time.
Really?
Because here's what would happen. People would get frustrated because they didn't have their card with them, their card key, so they just rammed through and break the bar that came down. It didn't matter what kind of bar the owners of this place put up, somebody take it down and break it. And there was constant repairs to it. So now this was 10 years ago. I'm hoping they've come up with a better way of doing things. But let's keep in mind that there are always going to be those who don't.
We could have a 24-hour video loop going around there and show up in the morning
out of the ground. Yeah. Go down and they've fled their car.
Now, if you see fences, all that kind of stuff, there was never a...
Then we'd have...
And if we got to go into all this shit, you know, it's not worth it.
The bar would be up, somebody'd have a card... And the bar would be up, and they'd try to get three more cars behind them to get through.
Of course.
The bar would come down on their hood, break the bar, damage their hood. They wanted reimbursement. It was. They finally just put the bars up and left them. Left them up. So, and I just throw that out that when we're looking at it.
That may have actually been one of the things that was thrown out 5 years ago when it first came up about doing it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even when they locked that gate, locking the gate is just...
If there's a better way, I'm all for it.
Well, we have the motion, but I need names for the motion and the vote.
And that's table it?
The motion to table it.
Who made the motion?
Somebody
over
here.
I did.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next item is our meeting dates.
Anybody needs?
Got one here somewhere. Here it is.
I only made a couple this time.
Oh, it's not a calendar.
Oh, did I give you the wrong thing? Oh, that's mine.
Did we set a date for the May meeting?
No.
Okay, so we're going to start with next month. Is Friday nights preferable to everybody?
No.
No,
absolutely not.
But it's the night that we've had them, so in the summertime, you know, what are you
going
to do?
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm here to try to accommodate seasonal people. I'll come whatever day you want to have them, but I'm all about trying to accommodate the seasonal people. And for them to try to get here on a Thursday night.
If we go here the 4th Friday, it's the 25th, that's Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
I think the 18th would be better for me.
I think so.
I mean, due to the holiday, people want to be with their families.
Well, didn't we want to have the environmental committee meeting before the next meeting?
I think that's
the 24th, right?
Yeah, that's true, too. There it is. Unless you want all your ones.
Still looking good to me.
Why don't we have a meeting? Why don't we have two meetings in June, due to the fact that we have to have so many meetings per year? So we can still have the one in May 18th, the 25th. The 25th of May, we'll have our regular meeting, and in June, why don't we have it June 8th? And we'll have two meetings in June because there are five Fridays in June.
Are you suggesting two meetings in May?
In June. Oh. In June, due to the fact that we have the
18th of May, not the 25th.
We're right.
The 18th.
Oh, okay. We're opposing the 25th, so.
Right. We're opposing the 25th.
And then Dave's saying, and then we'll have one on the
8th.
And then one on the 29th.
Right.
And then.
I don't want to have one on June 8th. You got the landowners' annual meeting June 9th, unless we want to have it June 8th.
I'm just saying, due to the fact of the environmental committee.
I know, we can always move the environmental committee, or we can deal with them. I,
Hey, we can always move the environmental committee.
Pardon me?
We can always move that environmental.
Well, if we could change the date, then.
Yeah.
Fine.
And then do the 15th? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'd go to June 1st. I'd have
18.
Maybe May 18th and then go to June 1st.
Two weeks later. Just 2 weeks later to have another meeting?
Well, I don't know. Well, then go the 15th. A month later.
Yeah.
18th and the 15th.
Okay.
Because that's basically the traditional was always the
15th. The 15th absolutely sucks. I'm working.
Sorry.
I'd say
it's the 50th anniversary.
That's on a Saturday?
It's Friday.
That is not, you're not just working, yeah. That's a big
That would be a good one if they would do it. And then people would have, the residents will be here at that time in June. If they want to attend.
Look, I'm working every weekend in the summer.
I work every weekend.
Well, that's what Dick is referring to is the 50th anniversary for the Finger Lakes Trails Association. That's a big weekend.
That's our annual meeting.
On the 15th?
15th, 16th, 17th. It's a whole gala.
Well, that's special.
That's kind of a special working. He explained it.
How about the 8th?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's a week.
All right?
That's good for me.
It's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to go back to May 18th, I was looking at a big thing in that here. Yeah.
So that would be the only meeting in June?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are we meeting at 6:30 these days?
Yeah.
It works.
Dick, can you make it by 6:30?
Kind of your own boss. God, you ain't got 9 commissioners.
I know. You could never have a baby.
Well, you make it at 3. 3 works for me.
It's supposed to be over your own life.
Okay, so now, so far we have May 18th, June 8th, and now we're into July, hopefully. And how's the 13th? Just to throw out a date. We'll skip the July 4th weekend.
All right.
That all week.
Friday the 13th?
Yeah. That has a ring to it. Friday the 13th?
Yeah, sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Flying around you. There are.
Probably full moon, too.
Really, I might have a stag the night before.
I keep myself open.
Okay,
keep some levity here.
So, are we thinking the 13th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, August we have
reorganization.
And that's.
We have the reorganization the budget meeting, budget hearing.
Yeah. So. Haven't we done those on Saturday in the past?
Yes. The budget hearing last year was Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m.
And we had a regular meeting at the same time.
Yeah, because we postponed like 2 different meetings and we didn't get in there. We could not come up with a reorganizational meeting and we had to get it done before we could act on the budget hearing. So the reorganizational meeting should actually be the 3rd, if we have it on, Friday. Last year was Friday, August 5th, which we never had the meeting, but we scheduled it.
So I'm open to August 11th or 18th. Those are Saturdays, and we do... I don't know that...
For what? For the budget hearing?
And meeting.
You were saying, why don't we do the reorg on the 4th?
I'm saying that last year, the only reason we did the reorg meeting on the morning of the budget hearing was we had gone 6 weeks and hadn't, without meeting, and hadn't met at all.
Right.
but we were originally scheduled to have the reorganizational meeting the first Friday after the election.
Right.
I don't care if you have it Friday, I don't care if you have it Saturday. I'm here.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
I prefer Saturday morning meetings, actually.
Because that's all we're going to do, right?
Yeah.
We are.
So on the 4th?
4th. August 4th is a reorg meeting.
Wait, we're doing the reorganizational meeting on a Saturday meeting too?
And this just doesn't go together?
Yeah.
August 4th, what time?
What time, Doug?
9 o'clock, 9:30? I think we met at 9:30 last year. And the budget meeting?
And that's when you said third.
Last year was the 27th. I'm not sure.
What was it?
Why don't we do the 25th? 18th or 25th, doesn't matter.
That's not mandatory for us, I know. Is it personal?
I don't know. I was just thinking.
Is that the one that he runs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we in August?
Yes.
Yep. So we've locked in August the 4th, the reorg meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have the...
The budget hearing will be the 25th.
I think that makes sense.
Okay. Let's make sure that fits, that's in the time frame first, I hope.
Yes, it will.
Well, if we had the budget hearing last year, that's the dates we have, definitely.
This was on the 27th last year. We should be all right by the 25th.
We have to. There's something about that. That's why we have to get the reorg up so that we could act on.
What time will the budget? 9:30 also.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have there?
9:30.
Yep. Now we're into September.
Are we having a regular meeting on August also or not?
25th.
It'll be with the budget.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we can if we have something.
That's what we did last year is we put the two together. Yeah. We had a regular meeting also in case we have some requests or something.
Budget.
Okay,
yeah, I would think that would make sense.
9:30.
And then the regular meeting will immediately follow.
Yeah.
All right, September. Now we can go into Friday nights if we choose to.
Or not.
We could go to Saturday.
It'd be nice if we went to Saturdays.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. I really don't care.
Wait a few months before you start planning next winter.
Seriously, I'm just. Seventh does not work for me.
Yeah, it's a little close, right? School first.
I have my, school 32nd high school reunion.
That's too hard to get the inspections done by then, too. That really pushes it.
Just saying. Oh, and the 21st is not right for me. That's what we're doing.
Why are we
doing
the 15th?
Yeah. 15th, Saturday.
9:30?
Yeah. That gives me time to make my bed and breakfast before I leave the house.
Bring leftovers.
Yeah. Well, they won't have eaten yet.
Just bring
it. Snooze you lose.
Yeah.
Going any further?
I think that's a good stand for now.
Okay. Next.
Maggie wants to confirm the dates.
Oh.
May 18th.
Yep.
6:30.
That's 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to try to do something with changing the environmental committee meeting, Joe?
He will.
No, I will. I'll do it. Yeah. What date would be good? for you, Dick, because I know you want to be in time.
Let me just get the other one.
Well, they would be good for both, because I don't care. To me, it doesn't matter either way.
June 8th.
For the environmental.
I love confirming.
June 8th.
6:30.
Yes.
Just pick a date.
Then there will be nothing.
Give me a couple dates and I'll run it.
Yes.
Smith is only good. At 6:30?
Yes.
Smith is only good for Friday, Saturday, Thursday, and Friday.
August 25th, 9:30. For
Dick, why don't I call?
For budget hearing and regular meeting.
Right.
And September 15th, and that's all we got.
9:30.
Okay. Next item on the under old business is guide to district policies and procedures.
If you pass those down for me, Dave.
Copies for our members of the board. This was posted on our website for in October as a draft, looking for comments and suggestions. I know a lot of people go to our website because we get over 1,000 visits a month, and I don't think it's the same people. And I only received one response from a resident.
It was positive.
There were suggestions. And it was positive, but he had some suggestions, and we made some changes. There were cosmetic changes that we made.
The last Saturday, hold a public hearing on the preliminary budget and other concerns. The date will be the last Saturday of August. So that's
what we've done.
That's why we had questioned as to whether it would be in hearing. I knew that it was in the section 3 fiscal guidelines.
Anyway, I took the draft off of this, and it's still on the website for anyone to read. But I'm looking for us to make a motion tonight to adopt this as our policies and procedures for use of district property.
I can't do that until I have a chance to review this to make sure that everything that we talked about, the rules committee. Shouldn't we maybe have a rules committee that makes the recommendation?
I'm thinking that's probably.
And I also thought that we were going to have some verbal face-to-face public comment. That was my understanding when we started this process. Now, I know we've got it on the website, but a lot of people still don't have computers. There's a lot of older people.
That's right.
And if we want to do that before one of our meetings, we'll just be here an hour early or something like that, hour early.
I would be agreeable to that.
Whatever. I mean, it's been 2.5 years.
A month or two doesn't have a problem, right?
No. Pardon?
A month or two doesn't have a problem. I really think it should go back through the committee. I think that's a good idea. Just to ease the slate, and everyone put their final
2 cents in it.
Well, I would suggest that the committee read the document before you have your meeting.
Right.
We go a little faster.
Can I throw something in? After the committee reviews it, are we going to have, prior to one of our meetings, the public, if they want to. That's what you suggested, but I'm just saying, this way here, if we do want to make changes at that point, we could probably add them or maybe delete something, depending upon.
If we go back to what the original ad hoc rules committee was charged with, it was charged with the reconciliation of any of the different policies and procedures that were put in place and resolutions and make sure that they were all okay. We haven't added or changed anything. It's just been wordsmithed. It's been changed. It's been kind of outlined a little bit and set up.
Glamorized
a little bit because we had policies that were in all different type. We wanted to have a nice little neat looking thing.
Right.
However, one thing I don't know if it's in here, and there's a certain thing in particular I feel is necessary that we should have in here. and I can't see it right now, so.
Okay.
I'm not going to vote on it tonight.
Okay. Does anybody else feel the same way? You don't want to vote on it tonight? Just say
yes,
so.
Yes, sir. I feel that.
Okay. Deb?
Yes, I don't want to vote on it tonight.
Same.
Okay.
I agree.
I want to vote on it.
Okay.
Dave, we don't pass those stuffers. It's copies of what we sent to the for everybody.
Okay, no, it's copies for everybody.
All right, I'm looking at my calendar for this public hearing.
And, you know, publish a date to show up. Be public information meeting wouldn't be a hearing.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
So it's a what I think we're asking for is not a hearing, but a public meeting forum where people, if they care to, can comment or make suggestions on how this living document can be changed for the better. So, I'm hoping that it will get passed in my lifetime.
Your sarcasm does overwhelming.
I know.
Every Friday night, okay, month after month, and where the Rules Committee was 2 years ago at this time is exactly where we are today.
Well, and I think we're a little further down the road than that.
No, other than the fact that it's typed and now it's been put in one little booklet form.
Listen, I worked on that too, and we made a lot of changes, I wasn't on that committee.
Word, that's right, but what you guys did in the committee, okay, we already wasn't any different than what we did.
I guess that's my point. We have massaged this thing over and over and over to ad nauseum.
2 years ago,
and now you
want to,
and now you want to go through it another time.
No, I don't. Well, I do, because this is why there was four or five different ones.
This thing, can I have this stick?
No.
Okay.
You okay. Work for the district. I don't work for you.
Okay.
That, I don't work for you anymore either.
I just had to express my frustration.
Okay.
Excuse me.
For you to
have you ever expressed your frustration?
No, actually, I've been quite stifled over the last 2 years, so don't get me going. I'm hungry.
My God, I would have never put up with it. What were you like 2 years ago?
You don't want to know. So.
Oh, brutal. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't get a date out of them. They just want to have
I don't care.
Give me a date. You're the one that does care.
I'm not the Rules Committee, Jenny. What date would you like to have? Wasn't she chairman of the Ad Hoc Rules Committee?
She's not.
I don't have a calendar.
Here you go.
The Ad Hoc Rules Committee was folded into the Rules Committee a year ago. So she's no longer the chair.
Okay. I thought that meeting was still there to if there was any recommendations. Okay. So give us a date, Dick.
Okay. I'm like any day as soon as we can get it done.
Until we give a date,
before rules meets, we should do that thing. I put this thing out. And why don't we just have the Rules Committee and a public meeting?
There you go. Why don't you suggest that?
Have the Rules Committee there.
I'm saying we have a Rules Committee and just say it's a public meeting for everybody.
And make a public meeting for everybody else.
That's what I just said.
Would that make you happy?
Yeah. Look, yeah, that's why are you looking at me, Doug?
I'm looking at everybody. I looked at him. I looked at you.
You've got a newsletter coming out. You can publish it in your newsletter.
Of course.
You have this open forum and with the Rules Committee, and then you got one date, one time.
I
just need a date.
Why don't we do it? Can we do it an hour before our next meeting?
No, because we're going to have a Rules Committee. We're going to have a Rules Committee at some point. Let's get it away from the board meeting, because that's way too much.
Well, could we have it on a Friday then or a Saturday? Because I am tied up during the
week. Well, let's do it early on a Saturday morning sometime.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Does that work for you, Jen? Or do you have to work?
I will
You've sold everything. Nothing for sale on the market anymore.
Keep in mind that we like to publish this in our newsletter so that everyone hopefully will read it and know when it's going to be and decide whether or not they want to show up. Okay? So let's assume, well, it's always dangerous. Let's assume that the newsletter gets out in May.
Oh, well, we plan on the first week of May.
Well, it's not going to get out the first week of May.
No. I mean, we should have it completed after the first
week. But let's assume it gets to people by the end of May. Because, there's a problem. We can't control the mail.
No, I understand.
Yeah, and it's bulk rate. Yeah.
Donna, what you would know.
Yeah, okay. So let's look at a date in June. On a Saturday. I don't know that the newsletter will get to everyone then. That's the only problem.
Here you go.
I think so.
Well,
what about the first Saturday in July, Dick?
That's July.
The landowner's.
Oh, that's right, too. That's the July.
What about June 23rd, since we're in no real rush? I won't even go there.
What time?
Just because I want to make it to read it over.
10 o'clock, give people time to really get relaxed.
I have 14 different. Okay, 10 o'clock. Okay. June 23rd at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It's a rules committee open.
Rules and open.
Public information.
And we'll have it up here because I expect a packed house.
I post on the agenda. Can you come back? Do you mind if I put that in my voters' newsletter?
No, please do.
Go, yeah, great.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Then you get the double whammy.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say with Steve Thursday and Friday are good?
Seems to be good. Don't know about George.
All right. Moving on in old business, our audit response plan and accountability. Yesterday, I certified mail. We sent out our response to New York's office, the Comptroller General's office, and their audit of the district when it comes to cash management procedures. And they had a couple of findings. One had to do with the district office. That was corrected while the auditor was here, and it was basically involved the launch passes and where we kept them. And while Donna was there working in the office, they weren't locked up, and it appears that they should be because some of them turned up missing, which is kind of like an egg on our face. And so we took care of that while he was there. And then the other issue was our cash management at the boat launch. And the issues there were how we handled the cash, how many people we had handling the cash, how many people had keys to the cash box, and the fact that money was taken home. The cash box was taken home. They wanted us to have a lockbox with a slot so that the attendants could drop their envelopes with the cash that they collected and their log of their receipts. And it would go into this lockbox, and only a supervisor would have a key to that lockbox. So when it was opened up, it would only be opened up on a day where a bank deposit could be made,
Otherwise, those envelopes will accumulate in there until that day. So that money wasn't removed until we were ready to make a bank deposit. They're happy with that. That's what I wrote up. The thing that they didn't talk about, and that's what I want to talk about more than that here, and that's this issue that really is disconcerting to me, and I hope it is for everyone else on the board here. We have an obligation. It's called, and it's under the local government and school accountability. And I want to read to you something because this is what I think we need to do. It says municipal officers and employees need to be above reproach in putting the interests of their constituents above their own. Citizens depend on officials to act in the public good and to be honest and efficient in their handling of public resources, which obviously includes cash. Ethics for public officials and employees involves more than financial resources and controls. Its scope includes any activity such as information peddling and nepotism, and where personal interests are put before those of the public. And it extends to, and this is a key phrase, key sentence for me, and it extends to avoiding even the opportunity for the appearance of impropriety. And there has been in the district at least one or more people who are suggesting that the way we've handled our cash management provides at least the appearance of impropriety, and I want to correct that. And I'm looking to this board to help me do that because I don't want any board member to ever again be subjected to a suggestion that he or she played Yankee Doodle with a cash box.
The problem with a cash box is there's no exchange. Here, I put $120 in here. Let me count it out for you. Then I go to the bank and I count out the $120. I mean, we always have that exchange. Give me your list. It's total at the bottom. They count the money. I recount it and say, we're square.
Well, my understanding is, I mean, they're not really saying there was any...
No, we didn't do anything that wasn't without the rules. It's just that there's this opportunity for it. Everybody's honest here.
Yes, that's right. So
what I'm telling you, so you get something that's not honest.
That's right. The opportunity is there.
Well, and I open the envelope, and there's $100 there. There's not $120, and I'm like, okay, where's the $20?
We have to come up with procedures that will allow us to be as confident as we can be that what gets put into that locked box first is accurate and all the money collected, and that when the money, the envelopes are taken out, that all of that money gets deposited that day in a bank account. That's what they're looking for, and that's what we have to do.
So, don't they have you thinking about using like the manila envelopes that have the little date and signature things on them? That's how you're going to do it as part of that?
Yeah. Basically.
Did pre-printed envelopes.
What do you do with the envelope that has a cash?
Apparently,
the state field
in the lockbox.
Well,
but that's,
but
that's
fine.
Like
the drop box we have.
Yeah.
To me, I would think that the deposit's made by Monday morning.
I would tell you, I work on Monday. I'm not going to do it on Monday.
Well, one of the things that I...
It's right. In a locked box. It can stay there until Wednesday.
Well, where's the locked box?
When I go.
It's
physically attached to the wall of the launch.
Okay.
Listen, that's not us. That's the state telling us how we want it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't leave money there.
I understand why believe me, I know why the cash went home. Not the securest building in the world.
Yep.
There you
understand
go.
That.
Yeah. All right. So, whatever we do, we have to come up with procedures or a procedure where we've taken away this appearance.
You can get those
deadlock on them.
Yeah.
Put the money in there, drop it, and the light deposit.
We don't. Well,
it has to go. It has to go here's, through
here's
the supervisor.
Here's the problem. We're volunteers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're not going to be. And you're asking a volunteer to drive his car from Belcombe Beach down to the bank at night to make a night deposit. Right.
3 nights a week.
At least that many. What I wanted to propose to this board is the concept of a supervisory, call it what you want, lead a boat launch attendant that we pay a little extra to do this. Think about it. I didn't put it in our plan to the state because, well, first we didn't discuss it. I don't know, but that eliminates a lot of this issue about appearance. So let's.
Idealistically, I think it's probably the answer.
Yeah.
Except having worked at the launch a few years back, again, it would require that supervisor person to be there at the end of each shift, or there has to be some. You know, yeah. I mean, I've had experience when you had
with the drop slot.
Well, then what are they going to do with their, so where do they get their next startup money?
The only thing I don't like about the lockbox.
We're talking a different lockbox than what you're talking about.
No,
okay.
I understand. I mean, it's secure.
Yeah.
We're assuming that it's secure. And they only can drop an envelope in. Is the me count, you count.
And the start the next shift.
And the change to start the next shift. But don't worry about that.
Yeah. Right. So, and I'll let you email to me. We need to work that out.
And do you understand what I mean?
I know it's I know.
I know that we followed any rules that were there, and they work really well.
Yeah.
You count, I count, they bring it to me, I put it in the deposit, but the state didn't like the way we were doing it, and I understand that.
So we need to have a launch committee and maybe a combined finance committee, launch committee, get together and work this thing through and come up with some way that we can make this happen so we don't have this issue on the table.
I mean, and understand that I just don't want to be in a situation where we don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't want to put me in that position. I don't want to put them in that position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does the state downstairs still work?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but it's a matter of access to it.
Yeah.
So where did you say you would keep the money?
There's a secure lockbox. Like.
Where is this?
In we're gonna put a cement bunker in there with three dials on it to get to it, and that's where they're going to put the money. They put their time slips and their money in there. And then the supervisor, me maybe, I go and pick up all the money in the time slips. I sign off their time because I know they were working, and I count the money and make a deposit.
So you actually do two things, confirm their
payroll. How is they do that now?
Yeah.
Well, I have is right now, when at the end of a shift, they bring me $500 or they bring me $75, we count it to each other.
Right.
Ah.
That's
you
right.
Agree, we all counted it, you counted it, I counted it. Everything
is
assigned.
You don't think that if there's money left down on the point, that is going to be secure? It's not us, it's the state.
They're saying that it's more secure there than with somebody carrying it home in the dark.
You realize there's traffic down in that point.
Oh,
that's
not us.
In the middle of the night.
Unless you put up the key.
Trust me.
Yeah.
They're asking us to do
this
something.
This is all the suggestion.
Yeah.
Contrary. I see the traffic out there in the middle of the night.
That's Democrats for you.
Well,
I don't agree. So that's fine. We'll agree. There's not a problem with the response.
Details.
What?
I don't have a problem with the response.
Yeah.
We're telling them what they want to hear. They'll come back in 5 years and say we're doing it right.
But that would be my recommendation to get the finance and the launch committee together to come up with some. Flesh out these procedures that are to make them workable and as secure as we can make them.
Give it some thought. Too bad the state doesn't live by some of these rules.
Huh?
It's too bad the state doesn't live by
some of these rules. Yeah, you know.
Okay. I know.
Okay. All right.
Now, so we have procedures in place. So I would like this board to start establishing procedures for everything we do. So we have office procedures. We now have launch procedures. I think the dock committee should have procedures.
We're supposed to have the
I think there should be procedures. I think there should be procedures for how something gets on an agenda. I think there should be a procedure for notifying people that get put on the agenda.
Now you sound like a government.
Well, I'm serious.
How did this district survive for the last 30 years?
I don't know, but if I
know how it survived.
Excuse me. When I came on this board, I said there are rotten policies and there's rotten procedures. And the first thing that happened is the procedures and policies got into that book. Well, now that we're done with that, policies, then every committee needs to be working on setting up their procedures.
I think that's a good idea.
We need to do it.
Who's going to argue
really
with that?
I really do. I think.
And I mean, I have a real problem that Dave Gleed didn't get notified that there was a dot committee. What's the procedure for notifying people?
I don't know.
And that Steffens are on here, They don't know that they're on the agenda. There's something wrong with our procedure that allows that to happen.
Okay, but I haven't had the dock committee since last year.
Well, I don't know. I used to always call Dave Gleed. They have great office procedures. They could be tweaked a little bit, and I think that we ought to approve them.
I agree. Every committee should have procedures.
Can we put that on the agenda for a vote? Next one, then. Mm-hmm. It is a follow-up to this, I believe.
Yes.
And maybe it's a rules committee thing.
We could turn into that.
What's next month, May?
Yep. Stop. All right. Exactly. Under new business, community dock status, you have a printout that shows where we are. Find it here. No.
And this was derived from what I found in the files, so there might be community docs that I'm not aware of.
So there's still others out there.
Yeah.
I still convinced we were right that we didn't have exactly what he was looking for.
Yeah.
He's got it.
That was the other thing I wanted to ask the board. I asked our attorney, Joe Miller, to keep tomorrow open on his calendar in case we wanted him to attend this meeting with us. So what's your take?
Which meeting?
Tomorrow's meeting.
The towns? I think it's a good idea.
School, right?
Yeah.
But do you think he should be? Why? I'm not saying he shouldn't, but what reasoning would we as a board want to have for
it? Well, okay.
The district board.
We have an interest in
how they want to
and how they're going to be done. Okay, that's so.
I want to do.
Okay.
And we still have our, letter and kind of issue with. But it's gone back to me and Poland. I mean, it's somewhat resolved with Doug's meeting, but it hasn't been disposed of completely.
What meeting?
Well, there was a FOIL request by Russ Hess.
Okay, that one. Okay. And
then our response, and then okay. Poland's response, and then.
So, and what's the board sense? Do you want him to attend?
At least for him to have a sense of what the questions are and what their responses and answers are.
I think it's fair.
Do
we need a motion?
No. No. I told him to keep the date open.
It'll be in the minutes.
Right, the last agenda item that I have for everyone under new business is the commissioners all know. Yes.
So what about this?
It's just an update.
It's an update.
And I will be contacting some of these that we're missing.
Donna, for the Lakeshore.
We're continuing to work with these people to get everything up to date. Okay.
The last item, Lake Manager. All the commissioners are aware that this is Joe's last meeting. He's leaving us as our Lake Manager and going on to some things that are near and dear to his heart. I think the board appreciates his efforts. And we wish him well in his new endeavors. And what I'd like to get a sense of the board is, I know that not everyone sitting here ever thought that a Lake Manager position was warranted. I happen to think that it is warranted. The auditor that was here said it was the best thing this board did, that he could see in the last year that he was looking at our work.
Let's look at his recommendation.
Well, yeah, and
well, let me go on. As I said, there are detractors sitting at this table. I understand that, and I appreciate your point of view. I'm not saying you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I sit on the other side of the table. I've worked closely with Joe. I know what he did. I know what work still is left to be done. And unless you know those things, I don't think you're in a position to decide whether we need one or not. What I propose is that we agreed from day one when Joe came on board that this would be a one-year test. Is there anyone who disagrees that that was an agreement? And what I'm suggesting to you is that I would like to put in place an interim Lake Manager to fill out that year.
My only thing is, if we do that, we need to advertise the position per the comptroller. We got into trouble before. Don't want to get into trouble again. What trouble do you get into?
We do not have to do that for an interim position.
I don't feel good about just putting somebody in.
I don't either.
And I feel it needs to be advertised.
And Joe. I know that Joe, when do I get my turn?
Yeah, I do. Do you want to hear what I'm recommending for that?
Well,
no, I really don't. I don't want to hear the recommendation. Not yet. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
You make it sound as though I am totally against the lady.
I never named you.
No, I don't. But when you look at me, Doug,
I wasn't even looking at you when I was talking.
I was pointing at her.
Go ahead.
I
don't put your hand up. I don't know what you.
I felt the hiring of Joe was a little premature. I thought that the job description was not quite what we needed, I thought let's just do it quickly. To get it going, maybe a manager at the lake is a good thing, but they need to have a little more knowledge about all of it. And it was supposed to be put up in the referendum 1 year, and then have the people, most of the people around the lake are against it.
I don't believe that, and I'm opposed to a referendum. I don't believe most people are opposed.
This is what we talked about last year, okay? It was supposed to be a Lake District resident. It was supposed to go up for vote. If you want to correct me if being wrong, go ahead, but I'm telling you, that one I'm right. That's fine. Change your mind.
All right. I know my memory isn't the best, but my memory was that we preferred not to have a lake resident as the lake manager.
That was a recommendation.
Joe will tell you how many times you walk around didn't know where you're going. You said it at the last meeting.
So I had an escort.
Well, anyway. Okay. And the whole idea of that was to at least give the appearance of objectivity.
And did we see that?
Oh, did we? I thought he was fairly objective. I don't think he ever called one that I saw.
I think it was over the
where
process.
He was showing preference to somebody.
Yeah.
Have you?
I haven't seen anything that wasn't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we don't get the, maybe if I went out.
Well,
the deck, maybe
believe me, if he did something like that, we would all hear about it.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a small lake when it comes to those kind of things. Well, anyway.
Could I just say one thing?
Go ahead, Joe.
Just for the sake of the organization and not so much the position. First of all, it was an enjoyable experience.
It was an experience.
Yeah, it was a real experience, like Jimi Hendrix experience. But anyhow, I'm just speaking from my professional experience and also as a leader in many community-based organizations working with volunteers and paid staff. I saw the position as a work in progress.
I did.
You know, I saw the position as like, you know, concrete but still somewhat not settled.
Still,
yeah, exactly. And I think it was a, I mean, I weren't willing to share all these thoughts in a written fashion with you, but it was a learning experience for me in that seat, okay, and a learning experience for all the commissioners, and I think for the community as well. I saw a lot of potential, but I see it as a component, someone in a professional capacity here, whether it's a part-time position or a full-time position, whether he's a lake resident, he or she, okay, is a lake resident or not, to me is totally irrelevant. There's good disadvantages to both. But it adds stability, I think, to the organization, as long as you're able to keep somebody here and don't undergo all the sidebars and added stress. But I think it's valuable to the district to have somebody in that capacity, to what that capacity is. You know, I think you started out good with good intent. I think the intent is there still. The basic position description that was advertised, I felt that I was following through on every one of those components to the best of my ability. And learning is going along, you know. I never took the position to be a damn consultant. I never put myself out, and you all know that. But I think the position still needs some refinement. It needs to be evaluated as commissioners, again, maybe around the table. I'm more than willing to come in and share my experiences with you, you know, because I think anybody more, well, the way it worked for the lake manager was to report to the chair. And everything was shared either internet or at the meetings and so forth. So there was no covert operations or black ops projects or anything like that. I think the position can really only report to one master. Otherwise, you have chaos and nothing gets accomplished. But I think it was an organizational learning experience for the district and for all the commissioners. It was a real learning experience for myself. I do have some ideas, if you'd like to hear them.
Well, when you said the potential, that's what I wanted to go to. You said it has some potential. What that means, what kind of potential are you?
Well, I felt myself, and you have to understand, I've dealt with, again, you know, I look pretty young, but 32 years experience. Dynamics of the community. Dynamics of the organization. Good example is, primary example, as things slow down, you know, after Thanksgiving, and people start to disappear from the community, the clientele disappear, the meetings disappear, the subcommittee meetings disappear, the commissioners, I found that it posed to me a challenge. And it's just my type A personality, somewhat anal personality at times too. But I felt things could have moved. My recommendations and work should have or could have moved a lot faster so we can move on to something else.
Exactly.
You know, okay. And that's just my style, though.
A lot of fun.
You know, and not to say that I was frustrated with it, because I understand the nature and the dynamics of the community and the organization. That's just the way it is here at Rushford. But there were, you know, that was just one of the things, you know, the continuity through the seasons and so forth. And I understand, you know, it's a lay leader organization. People are volunteers, subcommittee people, chairs are volunteers, so forth like that. But we never seem to be able to, once I started an impetus, that
there was always something, there was always an obstruction.
Thank you.
Of some sort.
Thank you.
There's always some form of obstructionism going on so that you cannot accomplish your...
What I expect to do in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
I.e. the boat study, you know, things like that. And some of the other things. That's just my frustrations, you know. you're really lucky to have Donna. You're really lucky to have a guy like Tom Thomas at the dam, because otherwise you'd be in deep there. And I got a good rapport with everybody here. But I think the position is needed to what extent, whether it's part-time, full-time, seasonal, what have you, and just to consider all that kind of stuff. That's just,
well,
that's my last.
Would things flow more smoothly if we'd had a meeting in the wintertime in January and February?
Well, I really don't know, Deb, just because the nature of the workload seems to be hinging upon the community itself and the people coming and coming to the meetings and putting requests in for docks and permits and break walls and everything else. I mean, you know, and that's part of it. You know, we started to look, the district started to look outside these geographic parochial boundaries, you know, the district. And I would encourage that. Off the record, I think I started to have a real good rapport with a new town supervisor. Not going to comment on the past. But those are the kind of things that towns need to be more in sync. We need better communication, mutually cooperative projects. But we also need to look internally too, you know, things that we can manage. I'm concerned professionally about septics around the lake. Okay, that's my profession. One of my priorities to consider addressing. But again, it's just one of my little pet peeves. But to extend outside to the 62 square mile watershed as well. So there's a lot that could be done, but there's a lot that should be done. But I think it has a lot to do with the dynamics of the community and the people that are here and aren't here, and the seasonality of everything, and the construction season and non-construction season and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not that far away. As I told Doug, you know, I'm not that far away. I didn't leave anything hanging. Nothing critical's left hanging. There's no fires burning that need to be put out. Try to finish everything that I started besides these few documents. We're really fortunate to have the first phase of the Belcombe Beach and the breakwall done. That was a little painstaking effort at first. But I wouldn't leave, you know. I wouldn't leave anything hanging. That's just the way I am. And I'm at your disposal. If you want to call me back and do grants, or you want to call me back and do anything, that's for you guys to consider.
Well, I think that's, during your interviews, one of my questions to you was that if we didn't go move forward with the full-time lake manager position, if you'd be interested in the consulting position on your environmental or tree issues.
Yeah.
Now that we have a consultant contract.
Just I throw that out for the good of the organization. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, I'd like to say thanks for giving it an effort.
Yeah.
Can't
you understand.
Why either, don't you?
That's what a lot of people told me.
I really can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, Doug had brought up about how did this place make it for 30 years, because it made it on volunteers. And the structure, there were some very smart men involved in the creation of this district.
Oh, yeah, I can
and
see that.
And some of the smaller little guidelines, you know, the three permanent residents, so we could meet all of them and get some things done.
Last year was...
Yep. We'd almost be better off to not meet in the summer and meet all winter to get more work done.
Well, last year was the first year.
I won't go for it again.
No,
I didn't like it either. We should meet more often, because there are issues that come up.
We're supposed to have so many meetings per year.
And that's
14 or 15, I think.
Based on what? In the bylaws?
It's in
the bylaws, bylaws state that. That's right.
That's why.
So the next time you probably see me, I'll be fishing on Rushford Lake or on somebody's pontoon boat, sipping on a nice cold one. I won't have to care what people think.
Okay. It's 20 after 9. How many people here have something they want to share with us? One. Two.
I'm trying to, the reason I'm asking this question is to be able to allocate some time, because we'd like to go home, but I understand that you've been sitting and waiting for a long time to have this opportunity. Do we have a third person? Okay. So let's give everyone 5 minutes. I think that's reasonable to share with us what your thoughts are. Now, this is not an opportunity for you to raise things for us to take any votes on tonight. It's if it's not on the agenda, we don't vote.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Are we still doing action items?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we have an action item
for the last month? I'm sure it did. It went out with the minutes.
I thought I had it and I couldn't find it. Wasn't me doing the
you were to investigate the Yahoo group.
Right. So don't those, I don't know how we treat those. Doug, I don't know how we're treating these, and what I see happening in my new environment is the first thing on there is they go through action items as an agenda item, because they're out there.
What I'm looking for is that's an action item for you. So if you have something, tell us, and we'll put you on the agenda. If we don't hear from you.
I did. That's what I thought I was doing. When I have to do it tonight, I'm not comfortable with that. And actually, maybe that should come out of Rules Committee.
I was thinking
actually, because I think it's a good idea.
Putting it in the newsletter also. If people, there's a lot of people that can't attend the meeting that do not have.
What's that?
You know, if they have items that they want to talk about. Or something about the lake, unless you're talking about something different.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's start. Who wants to go first? Go ahead.
I drove from Pittsburgh where I left my sister in ICU, so I'm really glad that I was able to speak to everyone tonight.
Can you identify yourself?
I am Karen McGamble. I live at 7963 Westlake Road. I'm a seasonal resident with a permanent home. I'm very glad to hear us talk today about procedures and practices, and I'm very pleased to hear about the appearance of impropriety. I am very discouraged. And as I drove up from Pennsylvania, I saw by a church, it said, "Don't be discouraged, trust in the Lord." And as I was trusting in the Lord at the ICU unit, it was not just the Lord that came and saved my sister, but it was doctors and people that work at the hospital. Much like I am looking in, not just trusting to the Lord today to hear my concerns and my discouragement, I'm looking to you, the people that run this lake. We, through a timely manner and following the procedures that we felt we should be following, we asked to be placed on the agenda to speak, and we were denied. We were asked, we have placed in a timely manner the application for the dock committee to review our table and then denied permit from last year. We were asked, we put it back in again with all the correct paperwork, and it was denied to even go to the committee. We have never gotten a copy of our current dock license, which we had asked for. And the reason that all this is being done is supposedly because we need a letter of permission from our neighbors to follow the procedures of that our district has set up. I understand why that's so, but it's not a procedure for anyone else. And now I'm concerned because we've now got another moratorium for new docks, which I believe my memory is not real clear either, but I believe last month we did approve a new dock.
We didn't approve.
There is no moratorium.
There is none. Okay,
no.
So then now
we're looking to reimpose it if we have to, because there has been such uncontrollable building going on, and many of them not necessarily meeting the requirements.
And so in the area of appearance of impropriety or propriety, which is what I think this committee is all about, propriety. I don't understand why my neighbors or any other neighbor I have around the lake can tear down their dock, put it back up, have its license transferred, and no one, I believe, has been, I don't know this, but I'm just putting it out to the board, that where is the propriety in then going before this dock is transferred to make sure the dock is safe? All I keep hearing is safety, safety, safety. And so I'm too emotional right now to get into a banter back and forth. If I was on the agenda, I would be glad to do that. Today it's a public hearing at the end of a meeting, and I just want you to know I am extremely disappointed in the way that we have been treated as people who own land on this lake and who do their best to improve that land and are doing their best to try to control their temper, which I have had an issue not doing before because it seemed like the only way and I was embarrassed. I just would like to have some idea, have a face-to-face something with someone other than letters coming back and forth to let us know why we have to get permission from our neighbors, and I know why it's assumed that. When you have a lawyer on our staff that could look at my paperwork and decide whether it is legally our land or not. Instead, it's both people against each other talking about it. And now I can't even talk to my neighbor because it's really ugly. So I would appreciate if the board could look at this, not just mine, but any situation where if there is a concern between neighbors, that instead of me having to go to court over, my lawyer says there's nothing to go to court over. And so what I need is our attorney, our district land attorney, to look at my paperwork and say, yeah, looks like you own the land to me, and then report back to the dock committee. That's all I have to say.
It's a right of way. It's in between the two properties.
Yeah. That's where the property goes.
Who's next?
Bill Fusco, E71 Ryan Road. I'm just curious about the trailer at the end of our road that still sits on district property. When last year you gave the people in that trailer the entire summer season to remove it, I believe you set a deadline of October 31st. And if it was just a minute, and if it wasn't removed by that time, then the district was supposed to remove it and put it back onto the people's property. There was also an issue of an open septic tank. Where are we at with that? Is it 6 months later? Yeah.
Joe, go ahead.
What had happened with that, in a particular family, I don't want to get into a lot of details, but had pled some special circumstances to the district, and they come to an agreement, and it's supposed to be moved within the next couple of weeks. But it has not been forgotten about.
Okay.
Some issues came up, and the district and myself, they did come to an agreement, so they need some extra time.
Can I just ask, is there anything that you've done to seal up that open septic?
That's part of the whole thing. I mean, certainly at this point, if the family doesn't follow through, it's my understanding that Doug or then the board is going to take direction to, you know, do it even if it's a bit expense to get it cleaned up down there.
Thank you.
So, but it hasn't been forgotten about.
Okay.
My question goes to what you were discussing and the receipt of any closure with the lake manager. Are you going to hire an interim? Are you going to advertise for an interim? Are you going to advertise for another lake manager? And what's the time frame?
Well, I don't know what kind of support I have on the board, so let's test the water right now.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, look.
I mean, was it full-time? I mean, I don't know where you were headed. I mean, this is first I've heard it, so
okay.
What are you
thinking?
And
if you have someone...
I do.
Okay, I think we should go into executive.
And I completely agree.
Okay, I don't want anything like
But I have someone in mind for an interim position to run out the year.
As a full-time position?
It might not be.
When does the year end? Is that
July 31st?
July 31st, yeah. So we're talking about May, June, July, 90 days. There is, you know, I didn't want to interrupt Joe and disagree with him that he's got everything buttoned down, but there is so much that needs, that's not buttoned down. I don't have the time to do it. I don't know anyone on this board that has the inclination or the time to do it. So if it's going to get done, and I want it done, it's going to happen because we put an interim manager in that gets paid to get it done. And I have someone in mind, and we'll talk about an executive session because I don't want to embarrass anybody.
I'll just make a quick comment on the appointment of an interim. Doug and I did discuss it. The position that I think that the board can safely take is that because there are some things that are hanging out there and there are issues that need to be addressed, the board does not have obligation to bid out for 90 days. I think that you guys are rightful to appoint someone titled interim length manager to at least finish up on the 31st. And then if you decide to put someone else in, you can't just automatically transition the interim. You will still have to put it up for application. And then the interim person, if they like the job, would have to apply and go through the same process. But I mean, if you guys put it on advertising and everything,
90 days will go by before we can select anyone.
Yeah, before you get someone selected. And if we're having these things where we just voted on, or you just voted on tonight, that we're going to pick up these nails and do all the safety, had Joe not resigned, that probably would have been something he would have been heading up to the report next week. And now one of you guys is going to have to do that.
Thank you. That really thoroughly answers what my questions were. My concerns.
All right. I hope it answers in a way that's acceptable.
It does. And obviously, I'm on the side that believes we need a lake manager.
Yeah.
But I wondered about the I'm concerned about the advertising, but I see if you're saying 90 days, that's the interim, and the interim has to
apply just like everybody else.
Just like everybody else.
Everybody
that's
else.
The position that I took when the question was addressed to me.
I would just address this in the open rather than going into executive. We had some very good applicants, and we interviewed, I think, five of those applicants. Why can't we consider them for
all right,
the interim?
Let me answer this, because I have a lot of experience hiring personnel. One of my jobs for decades. I need somebody for the next 90 days. If we go back to, let's say, the other two finalists, do you think they're going to start Monday? They're going to want at least 2 weeks, if not longer, to tell their employer they're leaving. And it's only 90 days. Who's going to take and quit their job to come to work for us for 90 days?
So
it's nuts.
Yeah, that's what I... So you're not even thinking it's just somebody to fill in.
So you're thinking someone in that's already working.
I'm thinking of somebody that knows this lake better than most of us.
I think that can cause real problems.
Yeah.
Well, you're entitled to that.
Yeah, I've got somebody in mind that I have, that I know.
What's our plan? What's our plan here? Are we going to go to council to
yeah.
I mean, we can't wait a month.
I don't want it public in a public forum to have anybody sitting on this feel free to you care to castigate the person I talk about.
We're not going to do that publicly.
I just don't want that to happen. So we'll go into executive session.
That is why executive session is allowed for legal.
Exactly.
And personnel.
For personnel.
And two other things.
And the open forum.
Yeah.
Well, we can't end the open forum. Well, we'll end the open forum, but we can't end the meeting.
Right.
Because
the
executive session has to be held within the regular session. So you can all leave, because when we come back, all we're going to do is adjourn.
You can take our audited word on that.
If we do make a decision of any kind,
yes.
We have to come back out.
You're thinking about, have you approached them?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's
we
not
need
you.
The motion.
No. He obviously has to know that this person will take it for 90 days.
Exactly. That would be
gotcha. That's just what we wanted to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion for executive session. Who's going to make it?
Who's going to make it?
The motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Get downstairs.
We can
stay right here.
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, can I go home?
No.
Okay.
He's allowed to invite you.
I guess I just got invited because I was being disinvited.
I believe. Do we have to agree to that?
Do we what?
Well, I've been in executive sessions before.
But I believe we have to agree to the invitation. I think you have to ask us if you mind if she stays in the executive session. I believe. For somebody outside.
It's too bad I go to jail, so take your choice.
Yeah, we have totally.